Well-known former U.S. professional boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter has died. He died in his adoptive home of Toronto, Canada, from prostate cancer. He was 76 years old. Carter's wrongful murder conviction became an international symbol of racial injustice. The African-American spent 19 years in prison for the 1966 murders of three white people at a tavern in the eastern state of New Jersey. Carter and another man were convicted by an all-white jury largely on the testimony of two thieves who later recanted their stories. His ordeal and the alleged racial motivations behind it were publicized in Bob Dylan's 1975 song, Hurricane.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world.
In addition to Bob Dylan's song, there were numerous books about Hurricane's case, and there was that 1999 film called Hurricane, starring Denzel Washington, who received an Academy Award nomination for playing the boxer-turned-prisoner. Many thanks, everyone, for joining us today here on The Voice of America for International Edition. Hope you'll stay tuned. The top world news is straight ahead. For our director, Tracy Carter, and engineer, Aiden Uku, I'm Steve Norman in Washington. Now a bit more of Bob Dylan's Hurricane.
Just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well.